doesn't have a hard copy of this already?
Yeah.
Here, I think, I'm not sure how long ago it was, but let you guys know that Dallas County was wanting to get some of their, of our soft match money for a project they're doing, and we have plenty in there to do.
You guys have $897,000 in soft match in your current balance. For Round Mountain, you need about $300,000, so that leaves you guys a pretty good buffer, even trading some.
And I guess they sent half payment already, and then upon this agreement, they'll pay the other half.
No, we're getting 50 cents per million, but we're getting real money for earned.
Yeah.
47,500.
Yeah. Okay, so they've already paid for it in full.
Well, they will once we sign off on it. And they'll send a check to Melanie.
I think she already has the check. She
I think we've already paid, okay. Taken the check and deposited.
There was one here a while back. We got two from another county.
Sheriff. You guys have any other questions on it?
I don't have any, no.
I thought we'd already approved this. We didn't.
We did made another soft match.
Yeah, we did a soft match.
Another one?
A different county.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you remember what county it was, Jason?
I don't. We've done probably three or four of these over the last year. You know, Devin.
I want to say it was Hickory or
Henry. I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah. About a month or so ago, 2 months ago, yeah.
But Devin runs it, applies for every time he fixes a bridge, so we try to get a bunch of it so he can get money back. And so we sell your guys a soft match across the state.
Yeah, we've done it for quite a while.
Move to approve the transfer of $95,000 of soft match funds to Dallas County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Round Mountain notice to proceed.
Is this from us to Hartman? To they're wanting a letter, correct?
Correct. MoDOT requires a formal letter be issued. This date will start their number of calendar days that's in the contract that you guys can hold them to for completion. So this is the official start of the calendar days for the project.
I'm a little bit confused. As originally we'd said the 15th, and they're wanting to move it down to the 22nd, or that's what we'd agree, the 22nd. Mm-hmm. But the letter stating the 22nd, then it says 150 calendar days, or September 1st, whichever comes first. Mm-hmm. Well, we know if we start on the 22nd, it's not going to go 150 calendar days because September 1st is going to come first. So I just was confused that even having the 150 calendar days in there.
So MoDOT requires us to have a calendar day count, and then based upon the bid was the September 1st. I do agree that it seems counterintuitive to have both those because September 1st would come first on that 150-day calendar, the 150-day count. But MoDOT requires us to put in the calendar day based upon the size of the project. Typically, so they come about with that, and so they want us to put the 150-day calendar day count in there. It does seem counterintuitive to have both those in there. Mm-hmm. The contractor also has requested, at one point had requested last week to extend it out to the 29th for their start date. We told them, no, we can't just keep kicking the can. The 22nd is something that we can agree to as far as moving forward, probably. But we can't move it on back. And primarily, they just had some weather delays and other projects. And they just didn't want their clock to start. We called them and talked to them. They said, we're really okay with the 22nd. We'll let them get started then. They said, we always like to ask for more just to ask, just in case we needed it later. But we did go over the September 1st deadline with them. So everything should be on track for September 1st.
Okay. So we can tell our customers it'll be done by, completed by September 1st.
Yeah. You know, and I do caution, we will, the contractor has the right to move onto the site the 22nd, but they don't have to, and we can't mandate what they actually move in. But anytime from the 22nd on, they should move in. They do plan to leave a low water crossing that's currently there in place for most all the construction, primarily so they can use it themselves to get back and forth across the river. So hopefully access may be restricted or limited, but it won't be fully cut off by any means.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the notice to proceed for the Round Mountain Road Taney County Bridge replacement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Penalties and interest.
Good morning. I had a letter addressed to the commission from Steve and Karen Shepherd, parcel number 17-3-0-0500102500001.000, asking for penalties and interest to be waived. The customer has paid the taxes and just are going to ask for a refund of $86.61. Penalties and interest occurred to them because we mailed the bill to the original owner from 2017 of Blake Turner and to the mortgage company. The mortgage company had been paying their taxes each year, even though we hadn't been mailing the bill to the owner, but the customer paid off their loan with the mortgage company, so they were going to be responsible for the 2020 taxes. They do own three different homes with children living in the other two homes, so they were not aware that the kids hadn't been getting the bill, at least the duplicates. So due to an error on a missed deed, I'm requesting penalties and interest be approved to be waived.
You guys have any questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the request for penalty and interest to be waived on parcel number 17-3.0-05-001-025-001.000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Records disposal list for 2017.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just here to have it entered into record that I'm turning over the following documentations. All of this is for the year of 2017. The bank statements, bank reconciliation, receipt books, accounts payable stubs, payroll stubs, deposit books, treasurer check stubs, county warrants, and the folders for all accounts. I'm required by statute to keep them for a year. I keep them for up to 3 years to go back.
So that'll go to the county clerk, and she'll have them destroyed then?
Correct. I think she has to keep them for so long after that, and then she'll destroy them at that point.
Move to enter into record the state presented by the county treasurer for the year 2017, and call this the document, Exhibit A.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 9:30. We're going to go back up the agenda for the sole source mobile office software number 202103-471.
In reference to SSP 202103-471, we're here to present a notice of intent to declare a single feasible sole source. I have our assessor here with me. This has been placed in our local paper for advertisement as well as the Springfield News Leader, and it is on our website.
Is there anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as to a direct source, not third party, to the Urich Software Incorporated with a product as beneficial as they offer for Taney County with all of the same financial and same operational advantages? If so, please come forward now. Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare Urich Software Incorporated as the single sole source provider for mobile office software?
Move to declare Urich Software Incorporated as a single source provider.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Okay, so then you will purchase the software for the $22,500, but understood, I believe, from everything, all the information we've been given, you need two more monitors to go with this to make it work like you want it to. You'll need to go with the Beacon. Two more companies need to come in. Your
yes,
Beacon
ma'am.
And Midland, in order for the to do what it says it'll do.
Correct.
In order to go to the field.
We're working with different vendors to see who can provide for the best amount what we need for the program when it's mobile. So it could be two, or it could be something that we already have. We're still pursuing that.
I guess I misunderstood because. All the information.
We still need it to make it work.
Pardon?
We still need these other two modules to make it work. However, it might be possible that we can find it in our own county, that we might already own the software. We're still looking into that.
Okay.
Okay.
There's probably new emails from what I got then. Okay. But in order for it to work, as stated in this bid, we've got to have two more.
Yes, ma'am.
Features. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just got a quick update for you today. We continue to see our cases trending downward, which is great. It was mentioned earlier. Our peak continues to have been at that December 1st, and since that point in time, we've pretty much been on the decline. At that December 1st, we were seeing I believe it was 86-ish new cases. That was our peak. We're now down to seeing about 3 new cases a day, which is a